How bad is Trump derangement syndrome? It's so bad that even when the president just tells a little historical story and praises a general for being great when that general was, by all accounts, great, he's bashed for it. That's how far the left has gone, the media have gone, and their Trump derangement syndrome. Anything to destroy Trump. It really is a pathetic thing to see. So what did the president say? Who did he praise? To garner such hatred from the media leftists. General Robert E. Lee, a great general. Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought. Let's talk about Trump's speech in Lebanon, Ohio, back on the 12th, about 3 days ago. He's giving a speech, and he wants to give some praise, some historical love to Ulysses S. Grant, who was born in Ohio. So he talks about Grant's rise in the Union Army during the war between the states. And basically he's saying, here's Grant, who has a drinking problem, who hasn't had the most stellar life or career. He's not an A-lister. He's not on the A-team. But Lincoln sees in him a man who can do something no one else has done. Beat the Confederate Army. Beat the Confederacy. And bring the Southern states back into the Union. And Trump also spoke about Lincoln having almost a phobia to defeat General Robert E. Lee, who led the army in Northern Virginia. And it's true. Lee had an incredible ability. And let me tell you, I've studied the war between the states for 44 years. And I've studied Lee and his army more than any other piece of that history of the war. And Lee was a great general. Anyone who questions Lee's greatness as a general has an agenda or is mentally disturbed. I'll make it that simple. He beat Union Army after Union Army, outnumbered time and time again against incredible odds, dividing his army in the face of the enemy, doing bold, audacious action. When Lee decided to cast his lot with his native state of Virginia. Understand this. People want to criticize Lee as some evil white supremacist. To compare Lee with the example of the trash in Charlottesville is a despicable act of intellectual cowardice, frankly. That's the rantings of an ignorant buffoon, anyone who makes that comparison. But this isn't about defending the character of Lee. It's about the fact that Trump, when he's trying to say, hey, Lincoln had a phobia, had to defeat Lee, and no one had beaten him. It's true. Lee's a great general, he said. It's true. And he tells the story of Grant, how Grant ultimately was given command of all Union armies in 1864. And when some of the experts went to Lincoln and said, he's a drunk, he drinks, And Lincoln basically said, look, I can't spare this man. He fights. He also said that maybe the whiskey Grant drank should be given to some of his other generals. And Grant understood. He saw the war as Lincoln did. As Lincoln also said, he had finally found a general who could face the arithmetic. He's talking about a war of attrition. The Confederacy only has so many resources, so many men. The North has far more. The North can more easily replace their losses, their casualties, than the South can. There's a very finite number the South has to use. Lincoln saw that. Grant saw that. And while in the past, Union generals had led their armies down, Lee had met them on the battlefield, he had defeated them decisively, and the Union armies would go refit, they'd retool, they'd retreat, they would oftentimes change commanders, Lincoln would. That's how it had worked. But when Grant was given control of all the armies of the North, he chose to command with George Meade in the Army of the Potomac and directly go after Lee. And he sent Sherman, William T. Sherman, who had been kind of his right-hand guy in the western interior of the war when Grant had successes, to deal with the Army of Tennessee and fight that. So it basically became a two-front war. And Grant, like the other generals, came up against Lee and was beaten badly. He was beaten badly at the Wilderness. He was fought to a bloody stalemate at Spotsylvania Courthouse, one of the most incredibly bloody battles, brutal battles you'll ever study. At Cold Harbor, the slaughter was awful. Now, Grant sent his army against Lee's entrenched soldiers. And General Longstreet, one of the key lieutenants in Lee's army, said of Lee one time that defensively he was perfect. If Robert Lee took a defensive position and waited for you to attack, he wanted you to attack. And Grant's troops, 7,000 men, Union men, fell in very short order at the Battle of Cold Harbor in early June of 1864. In fact, the soldiers, the Union soldiers, many of the veterans had seen, had fought Lee, had been in the war, they understood. They actually would write their names and next of kin, etc., and pin it on their uniforms because they knew there was a great likelihood they were going to be killed. And it was one of the worst military blunders of the war. But despite Lee beating him in battle after battle, Grant just kept pushing. He kept hammering war of attrition. He understood the math. And he ultimately defeated Lee and won the war. That's what Trump's talking about in his speech in Lebanon, Ohio. How you had all these A-list superstar elites as generals in the Union Army that were destroyed by Lee. And here comes Grant, who had a drinking problem, didn't look that great, wasn't Mr. Sharp. But man, he got the job done. He's extremely tenacious. One of his officers said of him, he looked as if he was capable of putting his head through a brick wall and was determined to do it. That's the way Grant was. And ultimately, it won the war for the North. So Trump's telling the truth here. But the media loses their lunch because he praised Robert E. Lee, who modern-day historians have decided was some white supremacist. And again, some of the things said about Lee today, I've studied the war for 44 years, and him more than any other figure. And, you know, I read things about Lee in doing some research on this that from some very left-wing writers that were shameful and how despicable they were. And again, if you study somebody for 44 years, you read hundreds of books on this war, like I have, you come to know certain things. And believe me, you would come across this stuff if it wasn't being invented today. That he had burned slaves with acid, Lee had, or he had deliberately targeted slave families and broken them up. Very sad. It's very sad. But this is more than just defending the honor of Robert E. Lee, which needs no defense. Anyone who studies the man will understand him to be a noble Christian man, a good family man, and one of the great generals in history. By the way, his tactics, strategy, is still studied today. So there's a reason you still study this guy. He was a great, great, great field marshal, great general. And a very good man. And I hate to see good men trashed. I hate to see this campaign of absolute cultural Stalinism against our history in this country that the left continues to perpetuate. And I really hate that the media is so obsessed with destroying Trump and painting him as a racist that they're going to accuse him of telling the truth about the generalship of Robert E. Lee. That's sad. And it's pettiness on a level that is absolutely corrosive and destructive. You're poisoning the well. That's what the left is doing in this country. And the media, the left, the media, I repeat myself, is doing with things like this. Trump goes and tells the truth, tells a historical tale, and they attack him as defending a white supremacist that really, in fact, wasn't any form of white supremacist. Now, certainly you can break Lee's views down and say, well, today, by today's standard, well, if Lee were around today, the person he was, I don't think he'd have the views he held back then. His views were anti-slavery. He called it a moral and political evil. Lee basically called slavery an abomination. He wanted a day to come and believed it would come at the hand of Providence when slavery would end. And the black race, as he referred to them, would be able to live in this country and be productive. Because back then, just freeing the slaves, what would it have done? By the way, many abolitionists wanted the slaves freed and then gotten the hell out of the country. Many Republicans, many Northerners, many abolitionists, not all the same, wanted slavery to end, then wanted the slaves gone because they didn't want they didn't want to take jobs from white folks up north and in the Midwest, basically. It's a very complex time in our history, and Lee's views on slavery are complex. When you're a man who's a devoted Christian, and deeply Christian as Lee was, he believed Providence would end slavery in the correct time. He felt that a lot of the politicians pushing so hard, the abolitionists, were actually making things worse. He believed that if they pushed hard enough, there'd be a war over it. He was correct. In part, that was part of the cause. He was a very wise man in that way. He understood. Was Lee a person who thought that whites and blacks were equal? No. And that's partially a product of his time. And that is to his detriment. But again, had Lee, the same person, been born 100 years later, I don't think he would have held those views. And Lee did oppose slavery. He wasn't some wide-eyed white supremacist. He's not to be compared fairly to the trash at Charlottesville and other white supremacists and Klansmen, people like that. And it makes me sick when he is compared, basically through historical ignorance or some activist needing to make a point or for some political gain. Lee was a good and noble man and a great general. And apparently, you're not allowed to even say someone who was a great general was, in fact, a great general today, or you will cause extreme offenditis to outbreak and cause everybody extreme butthurt. And apparently the media is so obsessed with destroying Trump, and apparently Democrats are too. You know, if I was a Democrat, if I was in the Democratic Party, and I saw a Republican president having the success as Trump has had for the economy, for jobs, etc., etc., I would say, man, we need to start doing what this guy's doing. I need to jump on board, even if it's strictly political, for political purposes only. You'd think I'd say, man, I need to jump on this train. I need to start advocating for these things and kind of hook my wagon, so to speak, to Trump. And, you know, hey, it's benefiting the country. That's a good thing. I don't like Trump. I want a Democrat to be in charge. But maybe we need to rethink our ideology, excuse me. But not the left, not the Democrats of today. It is a sad thing to see the divisiveness and ugliness. And this unfair criticism of Lee and these idiotic, this is an idiotic attack by the media. NBC News is the one that first started this. Trump praises Lee. Oh my God, the world's ending. No, should have been Trump tells the truth. Media develops severe hemorrhoids. And that's all I have, my friends, before I get too long-winded. Thank you for listening. Remember the blog. Thank you for all your support. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Whenever you listen, I appreciate it. God bless. And remember the two great rules of life, folks. If you're left, you just ain't right. And go Gators. Take care.